This is VOA News. You must.
I'm Carol Bowman. At least 15 people died after several houses in two Mumbai suburbs collapsed due to landslides caused by heavy rainfalls. This is what local officials are saying on Sunday. Rescuers used their hands to dig up the ground to retrieve bodies, local television showed, and authorities said more could be trapped inside the debris. Four of those injured were taken to a nearby hospital, officials said. Local television news channels showed rescuers carrying the injured on makeshift stretchers. The death toll from flooding in Western Europe has climbed above 180 after rescue workers dug deeper into debris left by receding waters. Police put the toll from the hard-hit Ahrweiler area of Western Germany at more than 110 and say the number may still rise. The death toll in a neighboring state is 45 people, including four firefighters, and Belgium has confirmed 27 casualties. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is due to visit Schold, a village near Ahrweiler that was devastated by the flooding. There was flooding Saturday night in the German-Czech border area across the country from where last week's floods hit, and in Germany's southeastern corner and over the border in Austria. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met this weekend with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Damascus. Wang is the most senior Chinese official to visit Damascus in years. Assad thanked China for its support. Syria is a strong ally of China in the Middle East. Syrian news agency Sana reported that Wang and Assad discussed bilateral relations and further cooperation. Wang's visit was Saturday, the same day that Assad was sworn in for a fourth 7-year term.